Okay.
All right, so we're in the middle of discussing, of trying to understand the limud here of Chizkiya. Right? We mentioned, right, lo yehebo heder achila. So we mentioned two, right? Number one, Rashi's, hanah mevi'a lidei achila. When you sell it, and right, you profit from it, and then you can buy some other food, and that's, you know, the basically, lo yehebo heder achila comes to prohibit that. And one way or another, we get from Mechira to Shar Hanos, either because Shar Hanos also provide profit as the Mount Lava, or perhaps this is just one example of Isser Hanah. The category we're trying to understand and extrapolate, apparently the category which prohibits this, namely Hanah, or the category of pump, which of which this is an example, Hanah, is Aser. And we offer two explanations, two versions of it. Lo Ye'achel, two understandings of Rashi, Lo Ye'achel, as Le'ehebad Achila, meaning you cannot use chametz as a vehicle for Achila or something else. Le'ehebad means that other thing, it's referring exclusively to the other thing that you would use chametz to buy. Or alternatively, I was suggesting perhaps that Le'ehebad really refers to the chametz, and the idea is don't substitute other foods representing, which could then represent that chametz. Le'ehebad means Le'ehebad Achila, there's no on any level, achila of it, and the idea being that there's some level upon which you can argue, you can understand that substituting one machal for another, the second machal takes on the status, represents the first machal, and we saw that, I try to argue that perhaps that's something that we see in both in Meister Sheni, the Kuroch Kass of Meister, and also maybe Gershvis. That was Rashi's understanding. Then we saw alternatively that maybe Loyacho means simply you cannot facilitate it being eaten, even if it's beheter, the achila, the maisa agar of achila, if it's beheter, even so, you cannot facilitate that. So that would mean you can't give it to Klavim, you can't give it to Akum. We saw that this is something which the this understanding of the term Yacho clearly comes up in the context of Shittas of Yeshivan regarding Kumas Ochlin, where the pasuk says, "Ochel asher yachel, kol ochel asher yachel, asher yachel," says Rabbi Shimon, that's to be might yisuri hana, which in yachel achilu lacher. So it means, it seems that yachel means you can't facilitate it being nechal ade acherim. So, well, yachel in this view would mean you can't facilitate it being eaten. The Rosh Hashanah says this; he's a little bit bothered by going from there to shari yisuri hana. But I don't know how compelling the question is. You know, there's something to look at, but I think the interpretation largely stands. That's what we're up to. Now, a third possibility, I think, emerges. This is where we're starting new. Right? The third possibility emerges, I believe, in some Rishonim, that perhaps Heder Achila is just a term, it's a euphemism almost, for Hana. Lo Yehei Bo Heder Achila means that there's no Hana. You can't have enough of it. Lo ye'achel, lo ye'achel, lo ye'achel, this formulation of lo ye'achel signifies not just achila, but heter achila, shum, like shum heter achila. There's no way you can be nana from it. Now, just to show you first that this is the case, the Rishonim didn't interpret it this way, it's, I would argue first that the Ramban in Sukkah sounds like this, right? The Ramban in Sukkah, I don't have it on me. Does anybody have it on them?
Yeah. Did I destroy it?
You know what? Actually, I do have one. So I'll take a look. Right? The issue there that's being discussed is, the Gemara discusses different psulim for etrog of Yisurei Hanah, of Orla, and of Orla, right? So the Gemara says that etrog shall Orla, it's either that there's Lefisha Imba Hadrachilo, Yom Sheni, basically, etrog shall Orla is on the view of those who think Imbo, you know, the phrase is Imbo Hadrachila, so the Etrog Shal Orla is going to be puzzled for that reason, Imbo Hadrachila. So the Gemara, Sabal Mor argues that that's a psul limited to Yom Rishon, where you need Lachem, but otherwise for the Shar HaYamim it'll be fine. And the Ramban disagrees, and he basically argues that that this psul of Imbo Hadrachila is not simply a problem with Lachem, it's actually something which undermines the status of the etrog as a whole. Most of them work with the conceptual scheme of the Ravi, which is psulim that relate to conditions right, certain conditions of the Arminianum, those don't get carried over to all 7 days, but assume they relate to the existence of them in their proper shear, right? So it's not how with the quality of it, right? Or you know, the conditions in terms of your relationship with it, you own it, those which relate to the you know, the yeshud itself of is it a lulav or something else, or is it a you know, an esrog or something else, those get carried over through. So susim nefesh yure, which is like it's kilu she'eno, those things will apply shiva yamin, whereas other things will not. So the Balmor argues that the Ramban argues in Balmor that this is incorrect, that etrog shel orla is pasul kol shiva, and the reason for this is that he's misinterpreting ein bo hetachila. It doesn't simply mean, right? It doesn't simply mean that you can't eat. There's no permission. You have no permission to eat it. But rather means that there's no. It's impermissible to receive hanah from it. Right? He says that what the Balmor claims is into a klal. Sorry, orla asur b'hana. Orla is asur b'hana, and he's going to get to the point, which is if it's asur b'hana, it's bound up with it being something which is sorry, right? It's one of the yisuri hana hanisrafi. Orla is. And therefore, there's a din of susim mefsos shiur in regard to it as well, and that's what the Gemara is referring to. But to prove his point that you know, ein bo hetrachila doesn't necessarily mean it's not permitted to eat it, he says, all right, orla asur b'hana, but hetrachila namishus kerkan hayinu hana. It says here hetrachila, that's a euphemism for hana, ein bo heter hana. Right, way to say that it's asur b'hana is there's no hetrachila. Right, it's not just that it's asur b'hachila, there's no hetrachila. Hetrachila is a phrase that can mean hana. We'll get to how it means that. I'm just showing you that the Ramban seems to think it does. Right? Because min hasa minan lechametz any kotzer gemara minan lechametz bepesach she'asur b'hana shenemar leyechal chametz leyevah hetarchila. So you see over there, right, that it means, right, when it says hetarchila ein bo hetarchila, it doesn't mean that it's not permissible to eat. It means, right. You might say that could be a phrase you would say asur b'hachila, right, but ein bo hetarchila means that it's not permissible to get hana. There's an isur hana, right. Oh yeah, but Hetrachila came and trusted right now. Let's see who Susan Mesa Shire. That's the din of Susan Mesa Shire. One could argue maybe the Ramban is getting to this via one of the other interpretations we saw, but I'm inclined to think, meaning how it means Isser Hana is based on, let's say, Rashi. But ultimately, it means that, right? It means Hana, refers to Hana. My inclination is to think this is a simply different take, which is just that the phrase means Hana. And we'll get to how that could be and why that could be, but it's not based on one of the other interpretations, like Heter Hami Vili Day, whatever. But the Rimu Lanel as well seems to go in this kind of direction when he says, right, Havalei Memer Lo Yochal Becholam, Elam Yedikamer Ye Achel Betzere, Tachas Ayud, Mashma Lo Yehebo Heter Achila Filo Hanal Acheres. Somehow, Heter Achila means, right, any Hanal. Right, it doesn't seem to be working through the Rashi's interpretation. It definitely simply signifies hana. Again, what we need to be understood here is, number one, what's the justification for understanding heterachila to mean hana? And really, number two, I would say, two different points a little bit, what's the connection between heterachila hana and lo yachal b'tzere? And that we'll come back. But I think that's another possibility. And then I think perhaps you can suggest a fourth one, tentatively maybe, which is more mechudosh, but maybe something to think about. Maybe the idea here is that it's simply the way that the Torah formulates it as reflexive, as placing the object in the center of its address. Right? It's not the person that you're not commanding the kula of the chilas agavra, but rather the chayfet. Right? You're commanding that the chayfet shall not be eaten. So lo yehebo et achila just means it shall not be eaten. The point is that for the Torah to phrase it that way, as if sort of the problem isn't what you do, but rather it, the thing itself, shall not be eaten. So that signifies an Isser Hana in the sense that we discussed, right, in the Yishami's language, Orla, right, that the idea of the Heter Hana is, I'm sorry, an Isser Hana is a kind of a banishment. It's a distancing of this object from your reality. Right, the Rachako, right, the name for the Isser Hana in Yishami is the Rachako. Right, it's not just an Isser Le'achol, but the Rachakotzi. To get it away from you, to distance it from you. So perhaps we could argue that formulating it as the problem bechetza lo ye achel, this thing shall not be eaten. It signifies that it's not just simply commanding you not to, you know, that there's an iser. What the Torah doesn't want here is the geulas agavra, right? Is the achilas agavra, but rather, right, that when the problem here really is the Torah doesn't want really is this object itself. Lo ye achel, it shall not be eaten. Lo ye bo hachilas just simply means that the focus here is it, not that ein lecha heter. But lo yeh bo heter achila. So the formulation in the reflexive, the strain sort of turned from the simple "don't eat it" to "it shall not be eaten, it shall not be consumed." Right? Signifies that that there's a problem with the chetza shel chametz in a way that would trigger the harchak yaseira that we've argued. Right? That hana in the beginning, that hana can be understood as, you know, as constituting a kind of banishment of that which is mitul of mos. So the Torah's lo ye achel would be saying this is something that cannot be eaten. Not just don't eat it, but it can't. It's prohibited for it to be eaten. What that signifies is the kind of thing for which the Torah is l'rachaka. That's a kind of a banishing type idea. I think it's a possibility as well. All right. So those are four ways to understand Chizkiyah. The Gemara presents as an alternative. We said Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba basically takes. I'm sorry. Yeah, right. Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba. And the Gemara indicates that the Chizkiyah formulation seems to just indicate that he's taking issue with what later would be particularly about Rabbi Abba, namely that every time lo socha, all the ways that the Torah formulates in Isra Achila, they all signify in Isra Hana. Right. Every time. So it's lav dakka that gets his lo yeachel, but even just simply Asra Achila, there always is a basis then for an Isra Hana. The question that emerges quite, you know, immediately for Rabbi Abba, which is one we'll revisit with Rabbi Chizkiyah as well, right? But the question is very simple, which is how do we interpret what's going on here? What is this? What is Rabbi Abba doing? And here there are basically two directions. One possibility is that this is a semantic interpretation of the word of the shorash achal in this context, osochal, osochu. It refers to the meaning of the word is somehow not achila or just simply achila, but hana. That's one, we're going to spend some time on this, but that's one possibility, that this is a semantic interpretation of the mila, it's a perish or mila, of achila. The alternative, the non-semantic take upon Rabbi Abba, is that this is not a semantic interpretation of the word, right? This is not mashmas, lishna dekra, but rather a legal extrapolation of a din. Right? This is, the legal implication of the Torah is forbidding something be'achila, and be'achila means eating. We know that it also then carries with it an iser. There's an iser hana. And how do I know that? Again, Rabbi Abba, the Gemara stresses, right? The point is, Rabbi Abba, Hargamar Kli, the Vavli Kli is assuming this. He derives the fact that this is true, right? That there is such a din as iser hana. The fact that the Torah, in the context of nevela, right, says it's mudr b'hana, basically, right? Or in Treva, it's mudr b'hana. But other things are not. So you see that there's otherwise an Isser Hana. We can infer an Isser Hana, but not that that's what the word Lo Sochal means. Okay, that's a legal derivation, a legal implication of there being an Isser Achila, is that there's also an Isser Hana. We see that, we can say, just based on the pattern in the Torah. The Torah seems to assume that, because otherwise, in other cases, it licenses it, the Hana. But he's not engaged here in interpreting the word Achila. This is addressed explicitly by Rishonim, in the context right there of the Tosos' question. Tosos asks, right, what is going on here for Rabbi Abba? Right, I'm sorry, yeah, for Rabbi Abba, that come up when Shemar Leocha says, according to Rabbi Abba, we should say that Chametz is actually, Nanami Chametz is actually Chayav Karis. But we know that isn't true, they quote a Gemara later on. The Gemara should have mentioned it, if that were true, that this would be this distinction. Right, so the Tosfos ask this question, according to Rabbi Abba, we should say, right, that the Ochel Chametz is Chayav Karetz, because the passage is called Ochel Chametz V'nichasa Nefesh Shehi, right? Maybe you have the actual passage. Karis?
Oh,
That's just it? Do you also follow us on something?
That's your cosy toast.
Okay.
Okay.
Alright, that's it. Can you follow us on something?
Sure.
Now, the fact that Tosfos is addressing this question specifically to Rabbi Abahu, this Havmina, I think clearly means that it's based on the assumption that Lefi Rabbi Abahu, what Rabbi Abahu assumes is what? That Achal, the Shoresh, means Hanah too. And therefore, when it says Losofu, and we say that Rabbi Abahu, right, what's Rabbi Abahu saying, Losofu, it also communicates in his Hanah, that's because he's interpreting the word to mean Hanah. So if that's true, though, the word is used again in the context of the Onesh Kares, it says, Ochel Chametz Minechasa. Right? The Rabbi Abahu, I don't have any such, there's no reason to think that, but for Rabbi, I'm sorry, the Chizkiah. But for Rabbi Abahu, Tosfos is assuming, he's interpreting the word Achila, anytime it says Achila, to mean Hana. And therefore, when it says, Kikol Ochel Chametz Minechasa, so for Rabbi Abahu, that means, right, he just gave us the key to interpret the word. The Shoresh Aleph Chaf Lamed, right? So now when it says Ochel Chametz, it's Nechasa. So that's it means if he's Nena, he should be Nechasa. Right? That's the Tosfos' question. The Tosfos' answer is, and this is the Ri's answer. If you look in the Rosh Hashanah to see. Right? The Ri was bothered. Probably it says it here actually. The Omer Ri, right? Yeah, that's a very strange formulation. What the formulation that is more accurate, I didn't realize I would have given you this look at the Rosh Hashanah, is that we can derive, right, that Ron quotes it actually. Right? That the Ron quotes the Ri is saying that we derive this idea of Nisr Hana, right? That's true when it says Lotofu, Lotofal, etc. It is not necessarily the case, though, that every time it just says Ofa. Now, here I think you can take this two different ways. Right? The simplest way to take this is that this semantic approach of Miro obtains still. Right? In other words, it is true that he's interpreting the words. But what we're saying is, right, that it's not any time it uses the word, it's specifically the phrase Losofa. Or losofu. In the context of a prohibition, of an imperative, a negative prohibition, and it says losofu, that phrase, when it's used that way, the Torah is using it to mean, the word in that context means hana. But not necessarily every time the shorish is used in any context, does it mean hana. That's the simplest way to take it. I think a less likely interpretation, but possible, is to say maybe the reason that's the case is because it's a din and not a derivation, and not an interpretation of the word. Meaning, Rabbi Abahu says you know that there's an Isra not when the Torah prohibits Achila, right? That's all he's saying. And therefore, you can, when it says Losofa, Losofu, that signifies Hana. Not that it means Hana, but it tells you that there's an Isra not, but then it has no implication for the other, other times it says Ocha. I think there's no question that Ri has the initial one in mind. It sounds like he's talking about the Diyuk Milashan Akra is only valid. And it's still a deep Milashan Kra. When it says Losofa, Losofu, in the context of imperative, then you have that semantic interpretation of it. That's what it's saying in the context of the word, the prior word lo, the imperative lo. Then Torah uses it as Hana. It means Hana. In other contexts, it doesn't.
Why is it such a stretch to explain it according to the second half?
There's a lot easier way to say what you want to say then, and that's the way the Ron says it. Okay, in a second, right? The point is, the whole thing is just it's a total misunderstanding. You wouldn't, and I was here. It's saying you can make vindayik. What you're saying is correct. Now, the Havmin is clearly based on the premise that Rabbi Abahu is giving you an interpretation of the word, right? That's clear because you're saying, and then when it says kikola ochel, so then that must mean kikola nen, right? Mm-hmm. If you think that that's not true, I think it's a clearer way to say it. And so we're saying that you can't. It's not always the case. It's just limited to lotofa lotofu. That sounds like you're saying the premise is correct. You're just being too expansive about it. He doesn't say every time it says lotofa, only certain times it says lotofa in the context of an isra, a prohibition, lotofa lotofu, etc. That language means like you thought it did. That's true, but it's not necessarily something that is true. Right? Words can obtain new meaning depending on context, right? If I say arm, you know, I have an arm and a leg, you know what I'm referring to. Referring to the appendage. If I say to, you know, keep and bear arms in that context means something else, right? Arms in that context means weapons, right? So the word, a word's meaning can which meaning you're using can depend on the context. So what it sounds like to me, Tosfos, the Riya is saying is, all we know that Rabbi Abba thinks is that when it says latocha, latocha, then the Torah is using it in the sense of hana. When it says otherwise, every time it just says a word, doesn't mean necessarily that it's hana. That's what it sounds like to me. That's exactly how I think you would respond if that's what you meant. But the alternative approach is clear in the Ron, and basically this alternative approach dismisses the entire question, as I said. In the Ron, it couldn't be clearer about it. The answer to the Re is just not enough. It's not good enough. Vili, and here's my answer. Ir Rabbi Abba have a yalef min avela de mid lashon achila mashma hana. If he was being medayik in the lashon achila that it means hana, then you have a good question. Achinam. Then you could have said he should be chayv kares because the pasuk says ki kol ochel, and you're telling us that word means hana. Aval Rabbi Abba, and this is what you need to say. This is what you feel, I think. All right. Aval Rabbi Abba. Dina hu de yalef min avela. Velo mi mashma usa de lishna. Yalef Dina, it's a little bit, it's like in the Bali Tosis, everybody was Ri. There's the Riya Zakin, the Riya Bakr, the Riya Levin. So it does cross generational. You could say the Ri Hatana. Right? So Kiyeki de la Ri Hatana, right? The Riyuda Yalef Dina me osav la mashu usav achikam ariba vada lo tofa achila mashu lana. You know, quite clear. Right? He's not saying the word ochel means, he's not giving you a parish meal that means I know. That's not what he's saying at all. Rather, meat. The shari rachmana hana been available. It's strictly gluye as the whole lavi the kavasa mitasri nami vana. I will be saying the chalas in the field. Right? What he's saying is simply noticing a pattern. The Torah seems to assume an iser hana. When it asks b'achila, so we know that it's asr b'hana. Not that the words mean it; just we know that the Torah establishes, communicates to us that that's the case by taking the step bothering to be matir b'hana, that which it only asr b'achila. So it's apparent that the Torah is communicating there is also an isr hana when we asr b'achila. But what is the Torah actually asring? What are the words in here? Means don't eat. Are you following that? That couldn't be clearer in the Ron. Now, just exploring, though, the first take on it, this interpretation which the Tosas really do seem to adopt, the assumption that is, as I said, that Shoresh Acha, according to Rabbi Abba, is taken to mean or to include Hana.
But not when the word ki is prefacing it.
What is it?
But not when the word ki is prefacing it.
I don't think it's not that the word ki, I think it's not in the context of a low, don't do. When the Torah prohibits it, it's don't do. So then, again, Rabbi Bo is saying, I wouldn't have known that. I mean, there's no reason to think that. It's not like so obvious, keep and bear arms. I know what you're referring to. I know that only because the Torah bothered to be matcha bound up. Right? So apparently it's using it in that sense when it prohibits, on this view. Right? In other words, it is a mamush mishma'usa dekra, I think, but the point you would argue, just in terms of, you know, and the fact that it's recognizing the pattern is, you wouldn't know that. Just, I mean, keep and bear arms, I know what you're referring to, and you know, arm and a leg, I know what that's referring to. But, you know, lo sochal is meaning the hana case. I mean, it could be, but why? What about the word lo and the iser? You know, the fact that the Torah commands you lo, you know, tells you that it's being used in the hana sense. We'll tell you only because I know that from seeing that the Torah bothered in other cases, it says lo. You might hear about hana. So, you know, it's not just when this is the answer of the Re. But the point remains, though, that achal, at least sometimes, is taken as simply achal the shorish, at least in some context, when it's here, let's say, with according to the reader, with the word lo beforehand, refers to hana. Okay, it's mass change time, sorry guys. Okay, so. Right, so at least in some cases, that it means hana. So now I just want to explore. First of all, there's precedent for this elsewhere in Rishonim, even prior to the Re. And I'll just mention, first we start, then I'll just show you that we'll see, some of the first, that the regional RD says this explicitly. There's another context of Ochel where at least this sort of question arises, and that is, possibly, in the context of Ochel Nefesh. Asher Yechel Ochel Nefesh, Hu Levado Yaseh. So, the Hedra Ochel Nefesh, B'melechas Yamdiv. Asher Yechel Ochel Nefesh. What does that mean, Yechel? So here, it's quite possible, depending on the Machlokas, how you interpret the Machlokas, based on Vaisel, that this is the issue that Yechel here is being used in the sense of Hanah. Right, because Beisham and Beis Hillel argue about being mechamim water for the purpose of heating up oneself, right? You're taking a shower, basically. Right, is that mudr on Yom? So Beisham says it is asur, and Beis Hillel is makir. Passing like Beis Hillel, right? But the question is, what is the basis for this machlokas? So one possible explanation of this, and this is what the Rashi adopts, is that really this is not an independent machlokas. This is is simply a l'shitasam regarding the principle of mitoch, meaning this is not ochel nefesh proper. It's not ochel nefesh proper. Right? Let's assume ochel nefesh means something edible, right? Everybody agrees to that you're eating. The issue is it limited to eating, or do we say mitoch shehutra l'tzorech, ochel nefesh hutra nami shelo l'tzorech? Beis Hillel on the Gemara in the Sukkah in Beis Beitza is other pidum we say mitoch. Beshamis agrees. This is simply an application of that machlokas, that principle, right? Base Hillel's hetter here is based on mitoch. It's not ochel nefesh proper. It's just simply based on mitoch. That's the Rashba's and Beitza's explanation of this machlokas. Right? It's simply an application of the more general mitoch machlokas. However, it's quite clear in the Rambam, and I give you guys mikoros, both in Pirush Mishnah and in Mishnah Torah Nefilat Yontif, that the Rambam did not interpret this machlokas that way. He did not think Beis Hillel was specifically leaning on his own position regarding mitoch. And in fact, it's very likely that the Rambam, he could not have done that. Because the Rambam, it seems, mitoch has a more limited application in terms of the scope of its malachos, to which it applies. And it wouldn't apply here, other than the fact that, it wouldn't apply to basically Bishul here, other than the fact that it's based on something else, and namely, what the Rambam seems to take is that this is not a machlokas about whether the Isser Malacha Miyantik is limited to Ochel Nefesh, but whether this is Bechlal Ochel Nefesh. And the Rambam basically suggests, right, that what? Anybody have the actual language? Yeah, correct. Exactly. That's right. Mishamai argues, Afashef Ochel Nefesh Lo Nechlu Bo HaNasagof Mibachu, it only means eating. Right? Consuming, right? Beis Hillel Omer, Shazesh, Nehmer Lechol Nevesh, Kol Ha'afan, Kol Ha'asaguf. Yechil Lechol Nevesh means Ha'asaguf. Now, what does that mean? How can that be considered Ochol Nevesh? Ochol means eating. Right? So apparently not. Apparently, the assumption of this understanding of Ochol is Beis Hillel thinks that Yechil Lechol Nevesh does not necessarily mean eating, but something else. Seemingly, Hana, sort of physical satisfaction, physical pleasure, right? That's all considered to be ochel nefesh. Yet ochel nefesh does not mean, it seems, that it is being eaten by people, but rather is being enjoyed or taking pleasure in by people. Right? That's what seems to emerge. And in fact, we find that the Rayan explicitly links the Hedder of Beis Hillel to who?
He
doesn't say this. I think he says Rabbi Abba.
He says both.
He says both? Yeah, oh, you're right. He does. Correct. Both. And again, the point is, Chizkiya, Rabbi Abba certainly agrees that Lo Yechel has this implication. Right, but the point is that he quotes our Gemara, meaning, right, it seems that he's explaining ochel to mean hana. Right? That's what it means. That's what Beis Hillel is arguing. Again, what seems implicit in the Rambam, the Urim really just makes the direct, explicit connection. That's what's going on in Arsuk. Arsuk is talking about what does ochel mean? Yeochel, yochel, both are bevel, and Chizkiya. We'll get to the Chizkiya point coming back. But what we're arguing is, what did the word mean? Now, just in terms of how can that be, right, explaining the semantic point, what does that mean? So I think the answer is that etymologically, you know, what's going on here semantically is that Ostwald can mean to me, it means to enjoy, to partake of the pleasure, take gratification from. And what's going on is it's a euphemism. Right? Achila is simply, you know, being used as a metaphor for taking pleasure in something. In fact, right, we find that, you know, we use hunger is used metaphorically, right? The urge, right, of hunger is used metaphorically to signify other urges and desires, both in everyday English, right? She hungers for fame, right? He has a hunger for the championship, right? But also b'lashon hamikra, right? Lo ra'av l'lechem v'lo tzama l'mayim kim shmoa dvar Hashem, right? V'nefesh re'eva milei tov. Right? What it means is not. It means that this person is you know, seeking is has an urge, a desire. Is being used as a euphemism as a sort of a typical case of that. That kind of signifies the power through metaphor is achil. I'm sorry, is hunger is reiva. So just as you know, in terms of signifying the urge, we use reiva, the metaphor of hunger. So to in satisfying that urge. Right, in taking pleasure in you know, taking gratification, we use eat or devour, right, as a metaphor for, you know, that, for enjoying it, for taking pleasure in it. Right, in everyday English this is true, right? I ate it up. I loved it. Right, I got enough from it. I ate it up. Right? You guys have all heard that, I assume?
Yeah.
Right? It's also like it in Lashon HaMikra. And here I gave you guys a couple of examples. Right? In the Mishlei, the pasuk says, "Ki derech isha mina efes achla u'machasa fiyah." Right? She gives into her urge. This is the urge of what?
Yeah.
Of fornication, right? Of adultery, of relations, right? Mina efes achla doesn't mean eating. It's being used as a metaphor. Achla meaning that she's partaking of, the, you know, pleasuring in something. And this is something which Chazal view as being, you know, already. In already a use of the term in Brachos, albeit it seems somewhat of a medrash, but there are a lot of medrash. Like I said, to give you one, Akim Alechem Asher Hu Ochel. In context of Yosef, as I'll say, right, Rashi says Ishto. It means Lechem Asher Hu Ochel is referring to his wife, and Ochel means to partake, to take pleasure. These are Lashon Nekiyah, signifying that basically, you know, he didn't let him. You know, permitted to her. And I would argue, one could argue, well, maybe that's just achila, then can also be used as a metaphor for specifically relations, right? A lot of daf before for other urges, but I think that you find, I haven't seen anybody point this out, any of this, but I think you find that that's not the case, and I would argue that the usage of the term achila appears in Yirmiyahu in that way. Nimtzu devarecha v'ochlein. The Rabbanu Shalom's words, they appear before me, I find them, v'ochlein, and I eat it up. I eat the Torah up, right? It means I take pleasure in it. This is l'tavon, as the Rishonim point out. It's the rest of the pasuk. V'eat varecha devarecha li, l'sasim, l'tzimchas l'avi, etc. It's a great pasuk. Right? So the point is that achila can be used as a metaphor, right? Eating is just taking to signify taking pleasure in something, right? And I would argue that's what we have in this context, right? That this is what on the semantic interpretation, on the semantic approach to Rabbi Bo and perhaps the Chizkia, that what we're talking about is a meaning of the word. This is what we're talking about. In other words, achal can be used not to mean eating. That's just the literal meaning, but the metaphorical meaning, the one that's the meaning of it in context, what it's communicating is as a more of a metaphor for, euphemistically speaking, any kind of satiation, of hana. So maybe, perhaps, that's what's going on here. That's the explanation for it. Now, note that, as we've already signified, this question can be asked regarding Chizkiya too, as the Iran already indicated. Is he saying that when it's used in the reflexive, then Yachal means hana of any sort? Or is he saying, no, Yachal right? But means eaten, to be eaten. But somehow that signifies a formation, somehow hits to him, communicates this din. And I think that with Svara, we can consider that in light of the different interpretations that we offered, that we found, in Lo Yehebo Hadra Achila. So here I would just start looking at the Ramban and the Rabbi Yonos and Milonil, who say that, as I argued, Hadra Achila simply means Hana, right? That when the Gemara says about Orla, Lo Yehebo Hadra Achila, I'm sorry, that it's Einbo Hadra Achila means that there's no Hedra Hana, you can't be Nana from it. And the Rimulunel as well. My inclination is to think that this is clearly a semantic interpretation of the term Ye'achel as meaning Hana. And I think what we would argue is basically that Rabbi Abahu, on this view, holds that the Shoresh Aleph Chaflamid, the term Achila in the sense of euphemism for Hana, more generally, so that's specifically when the Isser is formulated, when the term is used in the reflexive. In other words, the idea is that... Yeah, I'm talking about Chizkiyah. Again, I'm saying the question can be asked of Chizkiyah too. The one that comes up clearly with regard to Rabbi Abahu, it's the... Right, Chizkiyah, we have to first figure out even the words he's using. Rabbi Abahu, we understand the words he's using. The question is how to understand what he means to be doing here. The same question can be applied to Chizkiyah. And I think what we would say, and I think what I'm arguing is maybe it depends on the version that we're, how we understand the words of Chizkiyah, but at least the third approach, just seems to take Hedra Achila to mean Hana, well, yeah, but Hedra means you can't get Hana from it. So I think you could argue that it's specifically in the reflexive, right, Ye'achel, it's just when it uses that way, that's when it means Hana. Otherwise, you don't necessarily know, but every time it says Ye'achel in that sense, it means Nana from it. And I think the idea might be why you would say that is because eating is a particular defined pula, whereas benefiting from it isn't. Right? Eating, you could just speak to the pula sagabra. But benefiting is kind of, you could say lotehna. The Gemara actually asked that. But, it's sort of something which, it's almost the what you're actually doing, there's not really any parameters to it. What unifies anything which constitutes hana is really the chetza. Is just that is a sort of state of your engagement with the chetza. It's hard to say, what am I not allowed to do? You can't sell it, you can't use it for this purpose and that purpose. There's no real signal pa'ula that you can define except for this broad term hana. But the idea might be, and it's related to what we've been discussing, that it's really, it's the pa'ula is less, particular pa'ula, particularly defined pa'ula is less the point. The point is more, this chetza cannot be in your sphere. Right? I think that's something which goes hand in hand with that point, namely the reflexive way of using it is it's specifically then when we're using it in the broader sense of any hana. It shall not be enjoyed. If it wanted to just say, don't eat it, you could have said that. The point is, it is the problem, and therefore when I say, lo yachel, it means it shall not be enjoyed. Yeah.
What we're going to do is we're going to do an Uber. I think an Uber, so we can give you a credit card.
Okay, in any event, that's the point. Lo Ya'achel just means in the context of the reflexive, that's when it's being used in this way of you can't get any kind of an offer whatsoever, and I'm trying to say that I think that could relate to some of the ideas we've been suggesting. Either way, that, as just the semantic point, that would be the way to take Lo Ya'achel Hetar Achila. When it's performed in reflexive, it means don't get enough. But the other two versions, I think, are less clear in terms of, are they semantic interpretations or are they legal extrapolations? Right, Lo Ya'ach, let's say the second approach, that you shall not be facilitating its eating, its being eaten. My inclination is to think that that's a semantic interpretation. Right, in other words, Lo Ya'ach, like I said, like, Kobinach Lo Ya'ach, so... That's for other reasons why we might think that it doesn't just mean you cannot eat it, but rather the point is you can't be overseas being eaten. Lo Ya'achel means, right, if I'm commanding you, Lo Ya'achel, that it shall not be eaten, what that means is you can't have a role in its being eaten. That to me can be very compellingly established as a semantic interpretation of the words. But it's possible that you could say no. It means don't eat it. Right? That's ultimately what the words mean. Except that it's funny. It's a funny way to express that. Like, hey, but I feel like, why express the fact that you're not allowed to eat it in this reflexive sense? If not to signify as like a drasha, to hint to the fact that actually not only can't you eat it, which is what the pasuk says, but other things also are usher too, namely facilitating his being. I think that's an open question. Now, with regard to Rashi's take on it, so in that case, I would have been inclined to think, if you, at least according to the, you know, not the way I was suggesting, but the idea that Lo'yiracha means he shall not bring a vehicle for some other achila, that's not a little literal interpretation of the word. Right? It's a drasha of some sort. Right? But we find, we'll see that some Rishonim seem to assume otherwise. Especially, as we've already seen, it tells us we can, they don't explicitly indicate it, but we can assume Tosos accepted Rashi's version of this. And nonetheless, they take it to mean that achal means it's a big kiddush, but that seems to be the case, that there are those who took Rashi's view. Achal, how does it mean hana? It means it because it refers to the idea, right, that it communicates the idea that you're not able to substitute, you're not able to use it as a vehicle for buying other food. And that also is the pshat interpretation. That's just simply what the word means. Okay. Anyway, you find Rishonim indicating their position on Chizkiya as well. Tosos Rit and Yireim both, right, raise a question that clearly indicates their that they took it this way. What's the question they have?
Their kasha is from the Gemara Kisodam.
Right, the mitzvah Kisodam. So the Gemara darshins, right, that this mitzvah Kisodam is only true for behemoth ksheros. But behemoth mea, right, yisurei, behemoth that are usser, right, the ones that are the meaning that are not permitted, those you have no mitzvah Kisodam. That's what the Gemara says. And the darshan is from, right, from what?
The Kol Asher
Yachel. Asher Yachel. Right? So the question presumes that the word Asher Yachel really does means it. Meaning that what Chizkiya is saying is that Ye Achel. And they ask both Ben of Chizkiya, Ben of Yivah. The point is, even Chizkiya, right, that's the point, is that this is consistent on the Uraim. Right? The Uraim seems to take in both Chizkiya and Yivah as drashos, and just a question of the scope, is it specifically ya'achal means, referring to achal as a euphemism for hana, or anytime, whatever formulation, whatever, at least in the context of lo, again, the tosos, the adjustment from the tosos, three, but it means this. Right, both of them, right, both Chizkiya and Rebo, on the view of the Yireim and perhaps the tosos rid, both of them are just interpreting what the word means. And their answer to the question seems to leave that in place as well. Right? What is their answer to the question? One could have said, if I took the position, right, that let's say Chizkiya is not interpreting the word Ye'achel to mean Hana, but rather it's some sort of legal derivation, right? If we said that, and by the way, just to remind you, it turns out Chizkiya too derived the fact that there is this prohibition from the fact that from a pattern in the pasuk, the case of Shratzim where the pasuk is matrit. So one could argue the same thing. He's not saying the word Ye'achal means this. He's just saying when the Torah does say Lo Ye'achal and prohibits it in that way, Be'achila, we also know that it's Asher B'Hanah. But if I thought that, then the answer to the question, Asher Ye'achal, that it should be because you can be nana from it, it's only Asher B'Achila, but you can still be nana from it, so maybe it should also be the Chalal, the mitzvah of Kisei Adam. Mehech Tesi. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Asher Ye'achal means it shall not be eaten. That we have a pattern that we're noticing that when the Torah prohibits something in the formulation of Ye'achal, it says you shall not eat it, but it says it in that way, so we know the Torah also is prohibits that. But the words don't mean that. So when it says Asher Ye'achel, doesn't mean that it can be nana from it. Does that what they sound like they're saying in the answer?
Doesn't sound like
that. No. They say something else. What do they say?
More or less that it would be inconceivable to suggest that it's also being, it's not being in my, it's not being in my Behemoth Tamea. Why?
I thought I said it's just totally like it's uproots just a simple meaning of the puzzle theory.
Yeah, in
a sense, exactly. Meaning that what? Meaning it can't mean something specifically only exclusively
feminine. Because then it doesn't. Because then it's ignoring that feeling.
Right. Okay. In other words, it can't be that the pasuk is saying "Asher Yafel" to mean something which can be Nefel. I'm sorry, which cannot be Nefel. That's not. But specifically, it can't be Nana either. It has to be that it's both. It means both. And if something, if something cannot be eaten, right? I'm sorry, that's the point. Asher Yafel. You can't say about something that cannot literally be eaten that Asher Yachel, that's considered Asher Yachel. It's true that it refers to Hana, but it also refers to Achila. And if there's no ability to eat it, you can't say that it qualifies Yachel. It sounds like this is an interpretation still of the term, but it's just saying you can't in the end excise the more prominent, more obvious meaning. Both of them are part of the meaning of the word. But it can't be that it ends up becoming that the actual most simple, and if it's a euphemism, we understand that it's actually it's the model, it's the literal model, which is then being expanded as a metaphor, but the literal model still has to apply. Right? That's what it seems like. So it sounds like they actually accept it. To me, it seems obvious that let's say, what would the Ron say about this?
Is it possible there are different models also in how the word Achila could also mean Hana? Meaning
sure.
It sounded like the Rid and the Urim
right.
were assuming that it's like Tarti Mashma, and we're going to apply whichever one makes.
Yeah, so we're going to get to exactly that point. But correct, but it's a certain semantic interpretation, right? That has that exactly that sort of it refers to two different processes. Right? You could have said not. You could have said maybe it just refers to Hana, and then Achila is included, but just as an act of Hana, but then maybe he wouldn't make the same point. They seem to think that there are that it refers at the same time to two different things. But
which would be different than like the way the Rambam learns Ochel Nefesh. He learns kind of like Ochel Nefesh.
I'm not sure, so I don't know about that, because I think that one way you could say that all Hana Sagufa B'mashma is as a metaphor. And maybe if you're using it as the literal level and then the metaphorical level, and you can say, there's a retention, even though, but the specifying of the literal level means that also is relevant.
Yeah.
That could be a way to communicate that there are two things being referred to here is, there's actually the literal level and the metaphorical level, so those are two different stages.
This is all going to be relevant to next year.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we're going to translate to the Nachmanides of it, but first we're just trying to figure, what legal implication does it have in terms of having to understand where these are, what these are you violating? Correct. Very much. And both have the relationship. Right? You saw there are two questions there. Right? If it does violate the Isser, the law of that rib, it's Achila, it's the same law, so have you understand that, we'll get to that. Exactly correct. Just interesting to note, the Ron, I believe, is pretty clear. The Ron seems to think that there's a chiluk here. At least before all the drushes are, and the Ron I pointed you to, seems to think there's a difference between Chizkiya and Rabbi Abba on this score. We know what the Ron thinks about Rabbi Abba, right? Rabbi Abba, the Ron thinks, is not saying the word means, right? He's simply noting that when the Torah prohibits something b'achila, and that's all it does, it's all that's in the pasuk, we know that it's also asher b'hana. Interestingly, I think he may not take that approach regarding Chizkiya. I think he does seem to think Chizkiya is actually a mashmas lashon. Right? Where do I see that? Did you guys take a look at that in that Chizkiya? What am I talking about here? The Ron on Tuf Gimel on the base? Yeah, do you guys see that? No, I'm really looking. I'm sorry, I believe. Isn't there another Ron?
Isn't the Chizkiya Ron or the Ron?
The Chizkiya Ron. Oh, I'm sorry. Tophonomies. Do you guys see that? Correct.
Yeah.
What was he saying there? He had a problem. Which
he basically said that. He basically said.
What was his issue?
Why doesn't Ravel learn from every place where the Torah learns a hetter hana from lachem? And he basically says that. Because that's not.
I know those are
not good enough. It's not a clear enough drasha.
Right. In other words, is
so how Kinsky was able to learn it from lachem, and he says because. What Chizkiya is trying to learn, actually.
Did anybody have the
right? Yeah, right here.
You want to read it? Yeah.
But
Right, knows why does he just, right, knows he says Nafkalim lo yachal. Why take it as interpretation of the word? Just take it as based on the pasuk, you know, licenses these things. So you see, in other words, basically the point of the Gemara mentions at the end, why not place that front and center? That's the basis for it. And the fact that it does require all these hanas, apparently you see that it's asar badam. Why does he?
The mystery behind Yishma Minad, Lo Tochlu, Asar Hanam, Yishma. The fact that you have to make a mutter shows that Lo Tochlu is this Hanam. He says, Veshlomar, the Kevin the Loshan Lo Tochlu, Lo Mashma El Achila, Hanim Prati, Lo Muchi Kulihai. The name of the mystery by Na, Oso, Babukmina Lula Drasha Kriti. Basically saying that, like, Isar Hanad, Lo Tochlu isn't actually that Mashma in Isar Hanam. It's more Mashma just in Isar Achila.
Right, also, now I missed up. I didn't give you... Now take a look at the Rana Chokim on the base. It was this other one. I apologize. I'm wrong with that. I'm sorry. Take a look at the Chokim on the base. I'm sorry.
Put down Bishlam, I wrote, Shrihi plus a cry. Dechad a arelim, it's strip, with Yuli, Dilachem, Asa, Lemishri, Lemim, Rashalachem, Yineh. And I have to try it, let's see if I love it, okay, that's it. Alchiska came to said lo yeachel lo ksiv lo yochal. I don't know which one it is.
Yeah, that's right. Same ksiv earlier than lo yeachel.
Al karcha lo asi shalachem lo shalachem yehay. Yehaki lo vista lo yeachel ela lo yochal. And then there was a mashma vote.
Right.
Lo by lachem. Came to Cain lo tzkad laka betray arel and sagi.
Right. So in other words,
he has an extra.
Well, why does he need three arelin? Right, Aval Chizkia, the Kim the Siv Lo Yeachel, so that already tells you that there's an Isser Bana, and then Lo Asi Lo Shalachem Yehi, the Hakar Ufenu Lo Asi Lo Shalachem Yehi, the Yilahaki Lo Lufta Lo Yeachel, El Lo Yochal. Meaning, why is the Torah both? You know, the question raises the Kashan Chizkia. Why does the Torah have to say Yeachel when it actually doesn't mean to be Asrim Bana? The reason we know it doesn't mean to be Asrim Bana is because it says Shalachem, right? No, again, the Gemara is saying that there's a Hav meaning. The Gemara asks on Rav Yevo, right? Just to clarify. And the Gemara asks both on Chizki and Rav Yevo, actually. Arelim lo yachel, right? It says, V'hari orla d'rachman amar, arelim lo yachel, v'tanya. So this is one of the questions where we do know that it is Asar Bana, but it doesn't seem like we're getting it from the Makor that exists, the Chizki and Rav Yevo. It says, V'tanya, arelim lo yachel, z'chapez and v'ez, en li'al yisra achiva, minayin shvel yachav, Yehana Mimenu Shalitzavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavav Parshas Kulam. So the Gemara says, Taima, the Chasar Rechman of Arla Temer Loso Arlim. It needs these three words. Halav Halki, Yavamina, Yisrachil, and Mashma. Is there an Allah Mashma? That's a kasha that applies now both to Rebo and Yechizkiel Lachar, right? Because it's Layachel, so everybody agrees Layachel means Hana too, right? Following, everybody? The Gemara's question here? So the Gemara's response is that there's a reason why we might have thought that in this case it doesn't mean Yisrana, and that is because it says Lachem, right? So now the Ron is asking a question, but the Chizkiya, you can ask a different question, which is why in the first place why does the Torah saying it, if it in the end is being matarana? For every Bo, there's no preference one or the other. There's no other way to prohibit dachila if it's not bahana, because every time, right, we have a pattern. But for every Bo, for Chizkiya, that's not true, right?
Could have saved himself,
and then you could have said, right, exactly. You don't need a third Ariel. Go ahead. So what does he say?
So he says, the Yishlomai, the Peskia on the left, high price of the Yishlomai, said, really, the Peskia, the Peskia, the Yishlomai, the Peskia, in a Kanami, the Tresan, you eat a fresh of the Yishlomai.
So, in other words, basically, what he seems to be saying is that for Chizkiya, lo ye'achel, Kinami, that from Chizkiya. Yeah, I'm not sure if this is the one I want to, but I mean, I think it is important, but I don't know if it proves the point that I want to. So I have to look at this one again. I'll see if supposedly here that the Ron is being a chalik necessarily in terms of just is it mashmas a lesson or not. So let me come back to that. I think there is a Ron, but I have to look it up. The last thing I'll just mention as a support for the Ron of being a chalik is look how the Gemara formulates on Chaf, So if Gimel and Bey, right, look how the Gemara formulates Rabbi Abel and Chizkiya.
What is the Rabbi's point of that Chizkiya's read in Lo Yachel is much more Meduyak than Revo's read in Lo Yochel? Wasn't that
right,
a very germane point to the conversation?
Yeah, was that in the first thing you read?
Yeah.
So maybe that was it. So what was it? Can you read it?
His point basically was that, like, basically, he asked why Revo couldn't learn from Lachem, and he said because just Lachem and Lo Yochel isn't first, you know? And he asks, well, how come Chizkiya can learn from Lachem? And he says, because Lo Yachel conveys Chizkiya's point much better than
right.
Lo Yochel conveys Rabbi Avos.
Right, okay, fine.
And therefore, just from Lo Yachel and
correct,
Lachem, you can actually learn it out.
Yes, that was the point. Okay, good. So it was the original. Sorry about that. Yeah. Correct. So in other words, he seems to be mechalik. Now, I just was pointing out, though, that I think in the Gemara itself is, you know, an indication of this, that one of them is mashmas the Zikar, the other one is just a Peir Shamila. If you take a look, how does the Gemara summarize with the drasha on Chalkim Lomavid? Chizkiya Nafiklei and Revo Nafiklei? What do they say? Simple point, but I think it's pretty relevant. What could it have said? Verbio nafigle mi layochal, tochal, tofu, right? Mi nevela. Meaning from the fact that nevela was prohibited, so one could take that to mean that's because he's not saying the words, it's not, where does he actually get it from? It's not the words layochal. Those words don't mean. Chizkiya is arguing that when it's using yochal, it's using it as a euphemism for any kind of enough. Right? So where does Chizkiya think that you actually, what does he think you actually violate? Lo Yochel. Rabbi Bow, not from the terms, lo tochal, lo tofu, etc., but rather from what you see in Nevela, which is that the Torah apparently assumed that you're to infer a Isra Hana, and therefore had felt that it needed to be Matir in Nevela. I think that's not a terrible deal. I don't know if it's Mukhra, but it makes sense. In any event, we'll see that. What time is it? How much time? Anything going on here so far?
Okay.
Better. Right. Can I go a little more? Or are we? Is that all right?
I hit the point where, like, I'm so hungry, I stop eating. Like that.
Yeah. Is that okay? What do you guys think? I mean, Rose, like, guys, I feel like I don't have to.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how long it is here for Simon usually.
He keeps it on there and all.
Really?
He doesn't believe in giving a shir for more than.
Yeah. There are two, so the other one who does, I don't know if it's because he doesn't believe or Trotsky, I think, is like 45 minutes.
Simon thinks that he'll lose if he lose more than an hour, he'll lose too many people.
Right. So in high school, that's for sure true. I found. Because when I have those double periods, it starts to be evident then. All right, so, but is it okay if I try to? Okay. All right, so.
It's actually good if we get going because we kind of like to get lunch in the middle of periods.
Right.
So long as you stop within the next 40 minutes.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so thus far, we just discussed basically the basic nature of the limudim. Again, in the end, what we have, that'll be part of the next subtopic, or the next topic of relations between Yisrael and Yisrael Na'ah, and what exactly you violate in the case of Na'ah. But just in terms of Rabbi Bo and Chizkiya, so what in the end do we go with? So the truth is that in a certain sense, you could say these are not really the kind of thing you need to posket. It's just two different ways of getting to the same place. Except that one little flying yomin is that the Gemara, over the course of the discussion for the next few topim, links the discussions to other topics that are not substantively related, but just in terms of having certain things available for drushas, for other dinim, right? So as an example, Chulin Shnishka Dubazara is an example, right, where the Gemara says that, you know, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Lefi, Rabbi Abo, you need the Chizkiel also below, you know, below, I'm sorry, according, you couldn't say because also is Chulin Shnishka, I'm sorry, if you take Rabbi Abo, you're committed to saying Rabbi Yehuda that Chulin Shnishka Dubazara is not Aser Min HaTorah. Because then you have a free also to darshan. So it's not substantively related, but just in terms of the course of explicating exactly what he does in the psukim, turns out that Rabbi Bo sees a certain view to be committed to, let's say, assuming that. So that sort of these incidental interactions with other dinim, those come up. In any event, whether or not that really requires, you know, deciding strictly based on those things, we'll see. I think it's clear the Rambam did not assume that was the case. But in any event, the Rif quotes Chizkiya lo ye'achel lo ye'bad achila, right? And the Ron says that's because it's more kasher. We'll have to see what that means in a second. And the Rosh makes it very clear, though, that he thinks that we assume that Abba Rabbi Abba is not correct and Chizkiya is, right? We reject Rabbi Abba. That's the Rosh in Chulin. Question number is really regarding the Rambam, because the Rambam cites very explicitly the principle of Rabbi Bo, right? And Hilas Machalos Asuros, he just mentions it as a general qual. Every time the pasuk says Le'yachal Lo Tochal Lo Sochal, etc., also is Sir Hanel. Right? That's Rabbi Bo. So clearly, he said it Rabbi Bo. But when it comes to the Isur Chametz, so he quotes Le'yachal. That itself, doesn't have to be a contraindication. That doesn't itself have to be a problem at all, because in fact, it wouldn't really be, because certainly Le'yachal is also included in Rabbi Bo's range of words that signify yes or not. What's perhaps a little bit more, what piques one's interest a little bit more, is the fact that he quotes lo yehei bo hadachila, specific formulation of le'achel, the theory that Chizki articulates. And there are some Nosekidim who are bothered by this sort of, you know, it's not really an explicit contradiction, but why is it necessary to say lo yehei bo hadachila, basically? Right, why do you need to say lo yehei bo hadachila, even if you didn't have... That's the interpretation Chizkiya gives to it, but if Chizkiya kind of needed it, Rabbi Bo doesn't have to take it to mean Le'yehei Bo'ad Achila. There's no specific, you know, construal of the term Ye'achel and the reflexive that is relevant. The point is that there's an Isra Achila, and that should indicate an Isra Hanah. So on this point, I think the majority take on this is to deny that there's really any kind of problem here. There's any kind of conflict. Even Rabbi Bo, the argument goes, accepts Le'yehei Bo'ad Achila, meaning Hana. He just thinks, right, even in the other cases that you don't have that, we also know there's an Isra Hana. But there's absolutely no impropriety with citing not just Lo Ye'achel as the Makar, but the construal Lo Yehei Bo Hadachila of Chizkiya. There's absolutely nothing inconsistent about that with Rabbi Bo. The problem, Rabbi Bo just thinks you don't need it to be that in order for there to be an Isra Hana. But, in fact, the drasha itself is not a problem. It's not entirely obvious, because the Gemara itself is midayik that Chizki doesn't seem to agree with Rabbi Abba. But he says, where is the Yisrael? Lo yachal le'yehei bo hadachila. But if this is true, so then why assume that he's... Because the Gemara says that he's palig on Rabbi Abba. Who says he's palig on Rabbi Abba? Right? On this construal, Rabbi Abba also has no problem with that. But nonetheless, it could be that, well, the Gemara is midayik and, you know, assessing the Rambam felt in the end that that was not something which is really problematic, that even if you hold that in general, that you can get an Isra Hana from the fact that the Pasuk Asa Bechila, but still, you can still say when it says, La'yachal, and again, for the Rambam, it's certainly true that this is the only Isra, this is the only Makor available, at least for Chametz Bo Pesach. Right? Because Chametz Bo Pesach, the only one of them that applies to Chametz Bo Pesach is La'yachal. So, and so he quotes that, and he also quotes the drasha, the formulation of Chizkiya, and this seems to be, I think, what and then the question would be, you know, why do you even need to cite that formulation? Right? What's the relevance of it? So you can make me argue, and maybe this is the way to take the Ron, right? That basically you would prefer to cite that because it's more explicit, right? We prefer, right? Like the Ron actually himself says this, right? This is the Ron that is Yosher Pashut. Maybe what that means is it's more pshuto shel mikra. That's what it means. It's not that the if I have to go with these options, the better one is Chizkiya. The point is that what he's doing is reading the pshuto shel mikra, Whereas Rabbi Avohu is not. Rabbi Avohu is saying, even without Shutos Ramikra, right? Even if I don't have the Pasuk say, you can't be Nana, I just Asus Bechila, I still know, I can see the pattern of, from Nevelo that's assumed to also be something which is Asus Behana. But that's not, in as much as it's not, you know, Lishna Dikra, so you would say, but if you have Lo Yachel, so you would say that's there the Pasuk actually is specifying. You shall not be derived enough. However, you need to take Chizkiya to, you know, the mean that. The point is that's the meaning of the word. Right? So that works very well, and it's possible that's what the Ron has in mind. In any event, I think that's clearly what the Kesef Mishnah has in mind. In other words, I'm arguing this may be what the Ron has in mind when he says Pashad Yoser. Certainly, that's what the Kesef Mishnah has in mind. He says, Al-Kosa Le'inyan Isser Hanab, Pesach Kevin Ikra Krab Mefurash Be Yoser. So he's, you know, Ke'enzeh, meaning maybe that's what the Rav has in mind, what the Ron has in mind, but certainly what the Mishnah has in mind, and basically the Rambam, you know, why bother with the Lo Yehevu Hadar Chila? Because it's actually a more accurate reading, it's actually not more accurate, right? It's more of an explicit singling out of Hana than what you have in the context of Rav Avohu, who either is not at all a drasha from the Lashon, a interpretation of the Lashon of the Torah, or if it is, it's much more tentative than this, where it actually says in this funny way, however it is you get to Hana, however you take it, the point is it's more specific and therefore something which it's more explicit and therefore something which should be quoted if it's available. That I think is clearly the Kesef Mishnah. I think the Maravach to mean something like that as well and should be done. Continue? Yeah. The alternative. There's a couple of alternatives. One alternative would be to say, mechade something, which is, perhaps, you might argue, maybe the Rambam felt, and this would be something that is not, would not be beyond the Rambam, you know, to do, but it's something that, you know, whenever it happens, you know, he gives one pause, that maybe the Rambam felt, he took his own position here, that specifically regarding chametz, he thought you needed Chizkiya's drasha. Because you need to quote Chizkiya, not because it's better, but because it's the only one available. Now, why would something like that be? What argument would you make, maybe? Why couldn't I, if I know the Rabbi Bo, why would not it apply to Chametz? So what did we see in Yerushalmi, right, in the beginning of the year, right? Last week. And what did we see in Yerushalmi regarding Chadash? What? No, that's about Orla. V'chadash, the Yerushalmi says, why Chadash? Yeshua had to learn off the money. The Gemara is specifically asking, the fear of Yavahu, right? Why Chadash? Why is Chadash Mutarbana? So our Gemara answers, because there's a drash of the Chadash, a Diyak of the Chadash. The Yerushalmi says, you even whisper to Yavahu that Lo Yochel Tokhu, etc., that does not apply to something which is Yeshua had to learn off his money. So maybe you might say, right, the question exists, what about Chametz? Maybe the Rambam held, you could argue, if this is true, maybe you would say this is the, maybe the Rambam is Makar Yerushalmi. Rambam was filling in the dots. Okay, but then Chametz, what is it? So why is it that Chametz is Asar Bana? We're not going to say, wait, the Gemara Yerushalmi agrees with Rabbi Yossi Hakluli? Right, if you think that Yeshua Hetrazman defeats the ability to derive Lo Yofel, Tofel, etc., right, as to extrapolate from that in Isser Hana, then you should say that Chametz too. In fact, as we argued, it could be even better, both because it's still B'Shem Mishmoch Kichametz that it will have a Heter, as opposed to Chadash becomes Yashan, and also because it's Yeshua L'Shasa Kosher initially. Right? So it's even more tentatively, it's even more indexed to time than Chadash. So what's the reason then, if you don't ever be close? The answer is because you have Chizkiya. And there you need Chizkiya, right? Had the Torah not said Lo Ye'achel on this explanation of Rambam, you really would not have been able to darshan that there's an Isser Hanah. Because Chametz is Isser, and again, we explained the Yisod. We suggested an explanation of it having to do with the nature of the Isser and the nature of the Torah's perception of the Ma'achal, the Chafetz, and how that might be undermined, to the extent that I know that it's kind of a harshaka yisera. It relates to the object being a detestable kind of thing, right? More maybe a particularly intense version of what Ramban thinks is in general a general yisera regarding Ma'achal Zeros. So if that's the case, so then we suggest that you know, in the context of the shaman ultimately Ryosei-Luli, right? That you know, time being limited by condition on time, we're talking about time, it could also be true of Gavras, although there is some counter evidence for that, and the Gemara doesn't mention the concept of Nazir. But still, if it's something which it's not that it seems not to be a testable thing, it just depends on when and where, right? And by whom, maybe. But here we're talking about, but just when, right? It's okay, it's just not right now. So then that's not the kind of thing that would become Asur B'Hana. Right? That's what we explained in the context that would defeat, it doesn't make sense to Darshan. Whether the interpretation, is a linguistic interpretation, it doesn't make sense to interpret it in such a case as a not, or if it's just a legal derivation, an extrapolation, it doesn't make sense. The pattern doesn't work here. We wouldn't assume that it applies to something Yeshua definitely is not. But we explain that as and that's Shita's Rabiosi regarding Chametz. Well, what is the answer to that question? If you don't agree with Rabiosi, so the answer is because it's not based on Lo Yochal, which is a weaker, it's based on Lo Yochal. So you needed that in order to say this.
That is somewhat arguing on Gemara, who thinks that Rovo's shot is self-sufficient for Chametz, because other two, that's the basis of their argument.
Correct. Yeah, that's correct. So I say, you don't put that beyond the Rambam to do sometimes?
Unless you say like the sustenance.
The sustenance is an alternative. Which is to say that Tzatzanis, no, that's a third direction. But just in the second point, how the Rambam could have gone to it, it could be in a number of ways. I do think the Rambam sometimes does that. If he doesn't, he has no problem with doing that. If he thinks that there's compelling, there's a certain approach that, between them you can, it's an acceptable approach. One example might be, I'm not getting this right now, but is Chametz Lifnei Zmano and Acher Zmano. He seems to possibly, according to what nobody seems to think, that Acher Zmano is Mutter Minatoro, but this is Mano is Usher Minatoro. It's none of the Shitas. It's not Rishayli, not Rishon, not Rebuta. And that's the Rabbi's argument, is you're not possibly anybody here. Maybe the Ram just felt that the issues need to be disassociated. But especially I don't want to argue this too much, I don't have to read in the Ram's mind, but maybe the Ram really held that this Yushalmi indicates a different approach, because Yushalmi indicates that having Chadash, given Chadash as being temporary, the Bavli says this, but the Yushalmi says it offers a different approach, which is maybe more compelling, that something's being temporary, right? Chadash is being temporary means it can't be Asur B'Hana, or at least let me say it differently, it means defeats the ability to derive an Asur B'Hana based on Rabbi Abba. That's what the Yerushalmi says that explicitly. Just thinking about it and applying it to Chametz would mean that you would need, therefore, Chizkiya, specifically in Chametz. So maybe. But you're right, the point remains. The third direction to go would be to say that essentially, to say that he had it, it's not that there's no, it makes no difference, no, you just sort of a simpler take, or it's more explicit, nor is it that it's only option specifically regarding Chametz, because every vote doesn't apply Chametz. There's a specific reason to invoke Lo Yochal because of the certain afkaminas. There's something else that can be that is true of it. It actually makes a difference to Halacha. The major problems I have with this, and I don't really find so much that the Tzfas Emes does suggest it. It doesn't work with the Rambam, is my problem. But Tzfas Emes does suggest that there could be a difference for some of the other issues in the next topic, Malkus, maybe other things, that it makes a difference whether or not it's an Isra'na based on Lo Yochal or this is Lo Yochal or Lo Yochal. I'll just say that part of the problem with that is just the Gemara seems to, and Rishon are bothered by this, suggesting that nafkaminas between them, because Gemara itself says there's really nothing that separates them. Ma'am Binayu, there's nothing. Except for these certain things that might be linked to it, Derech Haga. It doesn't say, according to this, it should say that, well, this one's Logan, this one's not Logan, or this one is X, and that one's Y. So that's number one. Number two, the Rambam, all the conceivable suggestions that I think one can think of in that, I've seen, let's say, just an example of Spot 7, is that they all don't, the Rambam never says it. Meaning, if this means he's Loka, So the Rambam probably should tell you that, because it's for that reason he's quoting you. I think it's impossible the Rambam doesn't say it, and it's the reason he's quoting you. So, but in any event, that would be a third direction. All right, we'll stop here. Maybe I'll just make the last point regarding the beginning of the next Chaburah, just to address the last issue, which is Rambam's other reading of Le'afel, other usage of Le'afel to prohibit Katashir. It's actually fine. Transition, because we're going to be discussing Katashir as a model in the next topic. So we'll take that up next.